Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz, where we continue unpacking some of the biggest company results we've seen today. A leading retailer across South Africa and, of course, many other markets that we have as our neighboring countries has to be ShopRite. It's delivered its earnings and its results today, where it's seen growth on all the key metrics. Diluted headline earnings per share up in double digits at 15.8%. Group revenue up by 8.6%, and of course also seeing that they are seeing their deliveries and growth in sales also surpassing 250 billion rand. To talk us through these numbers, everything from Checkers 6060 to the rewards that they've given back to us as South African consumers, and of course ongoing capital investment, we join now by Pieter Engelbrecht, Chief Executive Officer of the ShopRite Group. Pieter, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for making time. I am excited to deep dive into these numbers because the truth is all the major metrics are in positive territory. You're seeing the results of actually realigning your focus into the South African market. And of course, growth on all clear metrics, largely from your e-commerce space, the disposal of certain assets, and maintaining your margins to drive the necessary revenue growth. I've touched on a few highlights, but which one stick out for you?
True. How are you? It was a good summary. I think for a retailer, the most pleasing is always if you gain customers. And we are happy to report that we've grown our customers by 4.8%. And, you know, that equates to an additional 200 million visits to our stores from our customer base. And we all know customers have got choices. Mm. They can go wherever they want. And we believe that hopefully we have find a balance in that the experience and that what people experience in our stores, in other words, how they feel and what they get, we are delivering on. Certainly price is never a compromise for us. And in there, I want to quote the number because I know no other retailer can mention this, is that at till point, instant cash savings, we gave back to our consumers 16.5 billion rand in the past year.
Yeah.
Those are the things that makes us happy. That gives us a purpose. That's why, you know, we are obsessed about affordability. And that's why we do things like 5 rand meals, and we're selling a 5 rand bread since 2016. Why we sell 1 rand items in the USA? Because we really want to try and improve the quality of people's lives. Doesn't matter where you are, what you earn, it doesn't matter to us. We understand our customers. We've got a lot of customer data. We've got 34 million people on our extra savings program. We've got a lot of what it is they buy, what prices they're looking for, and that helps us, we believe, to give them what they mostly desire.
Yeah. As you've mentioned, some key metrics that you touched on there, returning 16 billion rand to many of your customers. Some have even tried to say that this is close to the market cap of some of your competitors in the space. Despite that, Pieter, I want to talk about how you manage your margins as well, because of course this has come with a lot of reinvestment into many of your stores, but also managing selling inflation, which I understand sits at 2.3%. Talk to us about the sustainability of this pressure and I guess just the management of your margins, keeping the prices at a low cost for the benefit of consumers, but still driving growth in your revenue line.
Yeah, I think it's one where I must start with CPI, official CPI.
Yes.
And just the difference between that and our internal inflation. Official CPI is a fixed list of items of which prices get measured this year versus last year. We don't believe that that's a true reflection of what people actually buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do is we look at what is actually currently in your basket, weigh that, and then measure those items against what their prices were a year ago. And that is where why our internal inflation is way lower than that of the CPI. So just to give you that, and
sure.
I have to tell you this, that, I mean, people always say prices never come down. And I just want to not confess, but tell you that prices do come down. And last month was an example where in ShopRite brand, 13,300 items was cheaper this year than last year.
Sure.
So I really want to tell the consumers that, that prices do come down. We really are fighting to make sure that they get an extra rand or item in their basket or extra rand in their pocket.
Got you. And maybe so just go a little bit deeper there, just to help educate all of us as South Africans, because we see the fluctuations in the macroeconomic environment, right? Whether it's shifts in our local currency, of course, disruptions to some parts of our supply chain, but also what we see with the fuel price. And we know that from a distribution network, that also has an impact on you. Is there a hedging strategy you have in place? What does that look like? And help us understand how you're able to absorb these cost pressures to such an extent that it results to price decreases for us.
Yeah, I still owe you a second part of the previous question. Sure. But in terms of the efficiencies, I do believe that the ShopRite run probably one of the most efficient supply chains in the world. And I'll tell you why I can say something like that. Our inbound service levels is around into our distribution centers about 84%. And our outbound service levels to our stores is 99.1%. We've been running this year our on-shelf availability of stock on 98.2%. That means 98.2% of the times that you get to the store, you should find those items that you're looking for. We deliberately did this because this comes with extra investment in stock, because we are conscious of the fact that it's expensive to get to the store. A taxi, single taxi trip is 50 rand. So what if you now go to my store, you pay 50 back is 100 rand, and you didn't find what you were looking for? You're out of 100 rand. Mm. And that's why it's important for us to keep our service levels at that level, our in-stocks at that level, and that we have a supply chain that supports that. That's the important part. That's how we manage to also absorb the cost. What also as part of the answer is that there was a time when we thought having so many stores can be our Achilles heel until we started with 60-60, and we also looked at the supply chain costs, and we realized it is actually an asset to us because we have so little debt, what we talk about as debt kilometers. In other words, you're driving a long distance without doing a delivery. That's a debt kilometer. But because we have so many stores, it means we can service these stores daily. Doesn't matter how big their order is, because we would go to a town and there may be three or four of our brands. It may be a franchise store, a USave, a ShopRite, a Checkers, and that. And so make this supply chain the most efficient in the country, if not globally.
Yep.
That's part and parcel of how we curb the cost. The other question you asked me about how did we maintain, or actually in this case, increase our margin by 40 bps? A great question, in the sense that that is not something that gets done by chance. Mm-hmm. We have got too many items in the business that people can do these sums on a little spreadsheet and get the balance right between volume and price and what the manufacturers require, etc. So a couple of years ago, we invested in this product, piece of technology, what we call the price optimization tool. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I also said, if you're not going to make this kind of investment, at some point, you're going to be at a disadvantage. Now, we're at this stage now that where that product and that investment that we made at the time is starting to mature, and we're starting to see the benefit of it. The AI that's in there, artificial intelligence, the algorithms in there, is really starting to assist us to I don't want to say absolutely in all cases, but to optimize as best as we possibly can the pricing and the relationship between price and volume. And that is where the margin support have come through, even though we claim to be the best price, lowest price retailer in South Africa.
Got you. So really seeing, you know, the outcomes and the rewards of the invested capital really bearing fruit for you as a business. I don't want to let you go without talking about Checkers 60/60. Every time I've touched base with you, this has been the sweet spot, position for ongoing growth, 100 million orders that have already gone through the process. And as we're also aware, you're also moving this innovation and research that you're developing into the ShopRite space as well. Help us contextualize. Given the competitive market in South Africa, but of course your support and investments you've made in the supply chain environment, just how significant your growth could be within being a leading omni-channel platform, given the competitors you see in your space with Takealot and Amazon. You've already expanded your portfolio in terms of your offering to customers. What's the growth trajectory like here, and what further investment will take place?
There's a lot of headroom still here. So how the process have matured was, first we have put in the foundation of the systems where we can see line item profitability, also have a clear view of your stock throughout your supply chain. That supports then something like to be in stock 98.2%. Mm. So then the 60/60, obviously you've seen, it's a substantial business. We traveled 265 million kilometers the past year. Just to give it some context, that people can feel how big it is, really. And now there's a constant enhancement of that. But the most critical part of what I need to tell you is that this is not an app or a piece of web software. This is a platform, and it is a scalable platform, which means we can now start to add all of our business units functionality onto this platform. And that's where the growth is going to come from. So we're just busy with that now. I mean, it's the pet, it's the outdoor, it is PharmaCare. I mean, you will see us invest quite a bit this year into PharmaCare with our MediRite Plus stores, home delivery of it. Our idea is that you leave the doctor's rooms, and by the time you get home, your medicine is there.
Sure.
Those are the things that we're working on. The general merchandise that we've added on, it's almost as if people have now realized, oh, wow, we've forgotten what a beautiful range of product the Checkers Hypers have got to offer. I mean, you can equip entire house from a Checkers Hyper with great quality product. We've extended the range on that for online. And so that's where we will see the growth coming from. We also have the financial services, which we will see with the VAS, value-added services, yes, being added on the platform. So when we look at the business these days, we finally have reached the point where we don't talk about bricks and mortar and digital anymore. We talk about an omni-channel, mm-hmm, and that is what we are, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be the best omni-channel retailer, and we call ourselves the everyday store. Amazon have called themselves the everything store. We call ourselves the everyday store. Things that you need mostly, most regularly, is what you you interact with us with. So that's a sum of where we believe the growth is going to come from. There's still a lot to be done. Just to give you an indication of how much work goes into this is that on average in a year, there are over 900 software upgrade releases onto the 60/60 platform.
Sure.
That's how many times there are little things and enhancements being made to make the product better, faster. Don't be surprised if you soon can take a picture on a Monday of your fridge and take a picture on the next Monday, and the system will order what is missing.
In that case, this is going to be a phenomenal growth story. And more than anything, it also helps us understand as investors where you're actually allocating your capital going forward and looking for growth. Pieter, I could speak to you all day, sir, but I know that there's many other people you need to touch base with. But thank you so much for your time this evening. That's Pieter Engelbrecht, Chief Executive Officer of the ShopRite Group.
Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.